This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Come on in here, come on in here. Alf and Riley read reviews. What will you hear? What will you hear? Reviews for psychics and gazoos. Alfie is an ancient man and Riley is a baby girl. They chat so much shit, it'll set your head a whirl. Somehow you'll listen every week. How bleak, come on along, come on along. Why don't you join the Patreon? Cause they need cash, they need it fast. So tell your dad and tell your mom. And if you wanna hear some skilled accent work, well, that's too bad. Come on in here, come on in here. Alf and Riley read reviews.
That was it. That was the best theme song. That was the best. That was the best.
That was.
And it's not a competition. It's not a competition.
It's not. But Tyler?
It's really not.
But Tyler?
No, but that was amazing. Great. The vocals, the writing, it made us laugh, made us cry, made
us sweating.
I'm sweating. That was incredible. That was from Hannah. Hannah says, hi, pals. Since you've been asking for some theme songs that are public domain, I thought I'd send in a cover of the 1911 banger.
Yes. Yes.
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Fuck
enjoy,
yes.
And please force people to follow me at Hannah Arkey, H-A-N-A. R-K-E-E, at H-A-N-A-R-K-E-E. Love you. Hannah, was your vocal. That was, I mean.
I like, when I said I wanted public domain, like, you understood exactly what I was asking for.
You heard us.
You listened.
You really listened. In the words of Madam Web, of which I saw high out of my gourd this past weekend, you did it. You did it.
When I was studying, when she was studying spiders in the Amazon.
That line isn't in the movie. That line
serious?
Is not in the movie. No. Okay. I'm just going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
I took an edible and went to go see Madam Web with some friends. It is the best night of my, that was the best night of my life.
Wow, really?
I laughed so hard I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh,
I thought
my
I was
God.
Choking. I genuinely feel like we witness history. This is the room of our generation. This is a cult classic.
Should
this
I see
is
it?
100, but you have to, you can't watch it sober. You have to do drugs and see this movie. It is, and we are not telling, don't do drugs.
And only the coolest people I know do, no way.
it is a perfect film. Every line is 20 minutes long. It is so,
what?
There's one line where the villain in it, it's like every line is a paragraph. He's like, also, the main villain, his whole performance is dubbed, and it doesn't even match every single frame he's dubbed. I don't understand why.
Are you serious?
And Alf, it is a perfect film. You're in for the ride of your life. He goes,
I love that.
You should be so lucky that you didn't know that tonight is the night that you're going to die. It is like,
oh,
it is
sweaty.
So, it is it's a perfect movie. How would you know that you'd, how would you know if you did? Wait, what the fuck did she say? How would you ever know that you didn't know how to climb a wall if you never even tried? It is just.
My word.
Daniel and I keep quoting Las Arañas to each other. Like, she is. It's a perfect film. A stray cat jumps on her table and drinks out of her cereal bowl. She goes, a stray's got to stick together, right?
Oh,
and then when she's learning
word.
About the spider people, she's telling the cat, Las Arañas. Have you ever heard of Las Arañas? Me neither. It's
I have to go see
perfect.
It.
I have never Laughter. Our theater, we got like multiple rounds of applause during it. We also saw the new Nicole Kidman. Apparently there's three new AMC intros.
And they're all like, Nicole?
And they're all Nicole. But apparently it's like Pokemon. There's three different kinds and you don't know which one's going to play at which movie. So that's why just it's like they're trying like to get people to Pokemon. Go. Just, you have to catch them all. You got to catch them all. So anyway, that's what's new with me. I can't stop thinking about it. There's so many Oscars films I have yet to see.
I
saw Madame Web. Tonight we're going to watch The Holdovers. But there's so many things that I still have yet to see. But instead, I went and saw Madame Web. And I'm glad I did. I would not change that for anything in the world. It is a masterpiece.
I'm supposed to be going to see Dune 2 tonight.
Dune 2? Oh, I'm so jealous.
My Dune Arrakis. Two. And
Shai Halud.
The Kwisatz Haderach, I don't remember. I rewatched the first one last night, though, because I was like,
"That's what Dan and I are going to. We want to rewatch."
I was like, "If I don't rewatch this one, I'll have zero." And I saw it in theaters when it came out.
Good fucking movie.
3 years ago, and I was like, "I mean, I was saying it at brunch this morning." Yes, he has friends. He gets invited to brunch. Like, I'm just like you.
He texted me yesterday. He goes, "We were supposed to do 10:30 today," and he goes, "Can we do 11?" And then next text, I want to go to brunch.
Hey, I wasn't lying, was I?
No.
I spoke my heart, but I'm supposed to be seeing Dune, but I wonder if I should change to Madame Web.
No, go see Dune 2. I really want to see that. It's I've heard it's incredible.
But I didn't I didn't remember. I forgot it was a trilogy.
Oh shit.
I thought I was going to get closure and then I was like, "Wait, is it a trilogy?" And I looked it up and it is a trilogy. And so gonna have to wait another 3 years for that final piece of the
I'm excited to hear how Elvis puzzle. Is in this film.
Who?
Elvis Presley.
Is in this film?
Yeah.
Who playing?
Taking the shape of Austin Butler, but yeah.
I actually didn't know Austin Butler was in it.
Yes.
Huh. Who does he play?
This is my sand, my Arrakis.
Oh. That was that was my Elvis impression.
That was a good impression, but not of Elvis. I don't know who.
I don't know what that was. A good voice.
Oh, that pretty mama. Voice.
Mama, look at all this sand.
What is that? The Gom Jabari is happy to see me, huh?
Let the spice flow, pretty mama.
You're back drinking coffee.
Yes.
You're drinking coffee again.
Yeah, and. Have something to say, fucker?
No, I Good. Was just pointing it out.
It's an iced Americano. Now, I know a lot of people will say, you're a coffee snob, you're a coffee snob, and yet you're drinking an iced Americano. Yeah, I contain multitudes.
Isn't that just, I've never had an iced Americano. Isn't that just espresso and water?
An iced water, yeah.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
I find them, here's the problem. A lot of coffee shops in this fucking day and age obsessed with cold brew. Cold brew, cold brew, cold brew, cold brew. Cold brew. Oh my God, what if we brewed it cold? And you know what I like? Iced coffee. I also like cold brew, given the right serve. But cold brew could be quite heavy.
Yes.
Quite kind of, it has this almost like, kind of, this deep, woody, you know, this real like almost fermented yes. flavor sometimes. And
yes.
And it's not necessarily the most refreshing beverage. And so
sure.
the thing I like about an iced Americano is that it's so much lighter. It doesn't feel like I'm having like a milkshake, which is what cold brew sometimes, you know, I'm not saying.
Which is specifically even if you don't put cream what in it. My favorite cold brew is the New Orleans style cold brew.
No, what's that?
Chicory.
I don't fuck with Sugar. That. I don't like it.
It's so good.
I don't like
it. It is a caffeinated milkshake. We haven't set an intention in a minute.
Can I say something?
We need to get it right out of the gate.
Can I say something? Yeah. I don't think we have to. I mean, we can today.
We don't have to. I would like to set one today.
And I would also like
it feels right.
I would also like to say, but I want to say, like, everyone who's saying, like, you're forgetting to set an intention, you're doing your own podcast wrong, you establish this bit and you forget about it at least 80% of the time. No, we're not. We're choosing not to do it on those days because. Just there's
it's
nothing that says that it has
it's
to be
free will. ever heard of it?
Have you ever heard of it? There's nothing that says that it has to be mandatory just because
there's free will. Did you know that?
We didn't. Have you ever heard? Did you know that? Have you ever heard of that? Free will.
I saw Rock yesterday. Did you know that?
But it's like true. It's like, have you ever considered that like we could not do the What Shook Me today if we didn't want to? We will. I don't want you to get scared.
An episode of the Joe Rogan podcast experience. What the fuck is it called? The Joe Rogan experience.
The Joe Rogan podcast experience. That's right.
That's the ride.
And I could do this podcast as the Joker.
We could do the Joker.
Austin Butler and the Joker.
Part deux. Whatever the fuck the sequel
Le
is
Cage
called.
Le Folle.
We could do Le Cage Folle. We could do the Birdcage. We could also
we
do the musical
adaptation. We
don't
even have to
adaptation.
Read reviews.
We
this
could,
is our show.
This is, we could do
and
anything we
want. And so if
we
decide not to do a fucking intention, most of the
that's
time.
That's the intention.
That was
the intention
then,
is
that
to
was
not
on
do
purpose.
The intention. The intention is to not do the intention. Now, today's intention is a different intention.
Yes.
And today's intention is not doing it.
No.
Today's intention, I think, is to be militant.
Militant. Yes, I think this is going to be an incredibly...
The most militant episode.
I think it's going to be regimented. I think it's going to be concise, precise. It's going to be like...
Now boom, that Alf boom, is drinking boom, coffee boom, again, boom. We're on the same wavelength. I'm wearing a robe.
Can I call that in to the space?
Yes, call
Why
in this robe.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's easy like a Sunday morning.
You added a word into that.
Like I'm easy. I'm wearing a robe. I'm still in my PJs, if you can believe
Why?
That. Because it's
this
Sunday
is like,
morning.
Take it seriously.
I do take it seriously.
Really?
You're telling me I'm doing our show wrong. I can wear whatever the fuck I want.
I didn't say that. I just said like, you know, you kind of look like shit.
And?
I just worry.
You know what would help brighten me up a little bit? Maybe if you're feeling a little dull. Speaking of looking like shit, if you want something that'll... if you want something to help brighten you up, change things a bit. Make people stop and stare and go, oh, that's different. Oh, that's unnatural. Well, we've got a topic for you.
Sure do.
Because we're talking about green food dye.
Ever fucking heard of her?
It's that time of year. St. Patty's Day is around the corner.
Oh, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. Nothing screams Irish culture in America more than making foods unnaturally green. Because if anything, if people know anything about Ireland, they know that all the food there is green. All of it. Nothing there is not green.
Is that true?
Of course. Literally every food there is green. And that's why Americans do it. On St. Patrick's Day, they dye food green.
You know, I live in Chicago.
Rivers there run with dye.
I was waiting for you to congratulate me. That's fine. I'm living in the greatest city in the world.
It's the greatest city in the world. It's the greatest city in the world.
Good morning, Baltimore. And then they dyed the whole fucking river green. Can you believe that?
And so that can't be good for the water.
They insist that it is.
There's no way.
Every year I go, this can't be good for the water. And I Google it and the Google's like, no, it is. It's fine.
No, it's actually great for it. Alf, talk to me. Other than the river.
Yes.
Have you, like, talk to me about green food dye. And this is green specifically. We're not just talking about food dye in general. No, no.
No. And if you hear me talking about other food dye on this episode.
Hit him.
Hit me.
Hit him.
Baby. Two more.
Hit him. Because this is the most militant episode ever. And if you even stray a little bit from green to any other color.
I'm going to get hit.
Yep.
So, I don't have a lot of experience with green. I do have experience with red.
Alfred.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. I'm just fucking with you for fuck's sake. I definitely, you know, I have somewhat of a baking.
Oh, he broke.
Baking, what's the word? Streak.
History?
Yes.
Streak.
I have a baking streak in me, and sometimes I like to bake. And sometimes when you're baking, you want it to be a green color, and so you use the dye. You know what I mean? I've made pancakes green. You ever make green eggs? You remember make green eggs and ham?
Green eggs and ham. I remember being a child. School. A big, exciting day where they're like, we're doing green eggs and ham today. And yeah, they served us up some green eggs and ham.
Did you like it?
No. But the novelty was fun. The novelty of it. My mom, on St. Patrick's Day when I was a kid, she would make me green pancakes as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Because it's like green. I feel like pancake, any kind of baking thing, that's the easiest way to put the dye in there. Green eggs and ham, like putting dye in something like that,
right?
Is like really disgusting.
Someone gives you a cake that's like tie-dye, rainbow, whatever. You don't really think about it.
No.
Someone gives you
there's mash, a whimsy to
mashed
sweet
potatoes that's bright.
Foul.
Bright foul. Pink. You go, hang on a minute.
Well, no, that's not right.
Well, that's not right.
Only sweet foods can have different colors to them because they're fun and different. You try giving me a savory food that's not the color that it was intended to be. Get that away from me.
Powerful.
Thank you so much.
That was
St. Patrick's Day, are you going to be dyeing any foods green?
Yes, I will probably be dyeing banana pudding. That might be good.
Let's get into the review. That. Do you want to start or should I?
One star. No, McCormick green food color, one fluid ounce. This is a little dripper bottle.
Oh, it's a little tiny guy.
Yep. This is for Betsy C. One star.
Betsy C?
Mm-hmm.
Betsy.
Come on, man. Fucking hell.
Betsy. Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Okay, Betsy, can you see by the dawn's early light? One star. Don't buy. Save your taste buds. I absolutely hate this stuff. Tastes so bad, my dog wouldn't go near it. I can't believe I was about to order a big bottle. The color is beautiful, hands down. But Lord, why make it taste so bad? The taste, and you can't return it. Slap in the face.
You're just drinking green food. The person was just eating food coloring.
The taste. Ugh.
The taste.
Slap in the face.
Welcome back to America's Best Home Chef. I am your host, Randy J. Newman. No, not that one. Today we are joined by legendary chef to the stars. His taste buds are made of gold. He is Zeus on high. Give it up for your main judge, Tonkin B. Freeble.
That's me. How are you home chefs doing today?
We're great, Tonkin. It's such an honor to meet you.
Yeah, this is kind of the best day of my life. Is that crazy to say?
Not at all. Well, bakers, for your first challenge, you're going to be making a St. Patrick's Day cookie cake.
Oh, how exciting is that, home
but
chefs?
But there's
okay.
a twist!
Oh, there always is with Tonkin B. Freeble.
You're only allowed to use ingredients you wouldn't find in a kitchen.
Tonkin, that sounds a little crazy, but that's who you are, Tonkin. Like, you are a crazy ass.
Okay, bakers, you've got 33 minutes. Time starts now.
Okay, you're doing my job for me, Tonkin. All right.
And told the network we didn't need you. I got enough charisma to land the plane, carry the ship.
Tonkin, you are here as a guest chef. I will say you haven't been here for 5 episodes, but that's no matter.
Season 2 is going to be the Tonkin show.
Does network know that? Because that has not been run past me, and I joined as an executive producer this season.
Maybe when you're out of the loop, it's for a reason.
We're going to check in with our first home chef, Stacy Blanders.
When Stacy's not here in the competition, she
God
likes...
damn it, Tonkin.
What? She likes to be an amateur geologist correcting rocks.
This is my job, Tonkin. You're just here to taste the food
and give feedback.
Yes, and okay. My job is to share their backstory.
All right, I'm sorry, I stepped on your f***ing foot.
Stacy is an amateur geologist, but when she's not looking at rocks,
what's your
she's
favorite
a rock?
Rock
star in
what's your
the
favorite
kitchen.
Stacy, what's your favorite please. Rock?
It's got to be an onyx.
That's a f***ing good. Sorry, that's a good rock.
That, yeah, we gotta believe it.
So, Stacy, walk us through what you're making today. Your St. Patrick's cookie cake using ingredients you would not find in a kitchen.
I'm so glad you asked. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. I love baking for my littles at home. I have a 2- and a 3-year-old. Hi, kids.
Adorable.
Hi, kids.
Adorable.
They really
Names.
Are. So today, I am...
Names.
I don't want to share that information on public television. And this is on fair. Public TV. Fair. This is public access.
That's yeah. fair. Everybody, that's fair.
So, I am making a chocolate chip cookie cake. But
instead
delicious. Of chocolate chips, I'm using wood chips to kind of resemble that nutty flavor that chocolate
Fantastic.
Can sometimes get.
Fantastic.
And I'm dyeing it green. Now, you Whoa. One could argue that green food dye
now,
is found in the kitchen.
And
but
it is.
One of my nieces is, okay. She rides horses. And so she often will dye the horsetails with this food dye. So this is an ingredient that I mostly
kid.
Find out of the kitchen.
I love that.
Well, this sounds amazing. Thank you so much. I can't wait for Tonka to tell us how it tastes. Now, bringing it over to contestant number 2, we've got Richard B. Flanders. Richard, how you doing? Not gonna lie, I'm pretty nervous.
Don't be.
Sir, your highness. Your
Stop.
Highness.
I don't need all that formality. I'm just a man of the world like you, my friend.
But you're so much better than I'll ever be.
At cooking, yes.
Everything.
But not necessarily being a father of 2, right? Because when you're not home, you're here making. And when you are home, you're a father of 2, right?
Duncan, I'm not going to lie. I've never made anything not using things from the kitchen. So if I'm going to be honest, I haven't even started cooking yet.
Yeah, why would we have given you the challenge if you'd done it before?
Well, it's like I watch things like Top and they're like, oh, make a...
Don't say that in front of me.
Hey, whoa, Tonkin, take it easy.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to lose my shit. Hey, note to everybody. No more Top Chef in there.
Okay.
This isn't Top Chef.
No, it's not. It's America's Best Amateur Home Chef.
Bye.
By
Tonkin.
Tonkin B. Freeble.
Tonkin B. Freeble, that's right.
I actually, Tonkin, I didn't know that they added your name to the series. That's
yeah.
a new addition as well.
Yeah, it turns out the network doesn't give a shit what you think, huh? And by the network, I do mean PBS.
Tonkin, I don't know if you can offer, like, you know, phone a friend or something.
Absolutely.
On here, but I see my other competitor here making a cookie out of wood chips and dye, and
Delish.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I haven't started cooking yet, and you've got 22 minutes on the clock. Oh my god, I've got 22 minutes to make a cookie. There's no way that's gonna happen. Phone a friend?
Okay.
Well, that's actually, we don't do that.
No,
Tonkin,
I'll allow it. I allow it.
Well, that's not fair. Can I also phone a friend?
Sure.
Wait, no, this is, you guys only have 21 minutes and 30 seconds now. No, there's no
yeah,
phoning
Yeah, and if they want to burn time calling, I don't give a shit. It's a mistake.
Okay, phone a friend. What should I do?
Sorry, am I your friend?
Yeah.
I don't know you, Chief.
Well, I thought that was implied.
Do you have my phone number?
I don't have your phone
number.
Well,
then how are you going to phone me?
I thought it was implied that you would be the phone a friend.
Sorry, if... It's called phone a friend, not ask a god.
Okay, fine. Let me call my brother.
Okay.
James. Okay. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Sorry, he's probably at work.
Try him again.
Okay.
See if he picks up. Maybe he'll think something's wrong. Who calls 2 back-to-back like that? Unless something's wrong. You call your brother a lot?
We talk maybe like once a month.
Oh, he'll definitely pick up if you ring twice.
Let me ring a third time.
Three times he's gonna pick up. 2:30. Do you have his wife's number?
I have his husband's number. Crazy of you to assume.
Fuck.
I have his
Tonkin's gonna own that. I'm gonna own that. Okay? Some of my closest friends. Some
okay, Duncan,
of my
we
closest
don't,
friends
don't
are husbands.
That. Okay, I'm calling Frank. Hold on. Ring, ring.
Is ring, Frank ring. Your brother or his husband?
Frank, James is my brother. Frank is my brother.
Hello?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
It's me, Richard. Obviously, you probably knew that. You have my number. I
are
need
you
your help.
Okay?
And
you
James
really
is picking up.
Out.
I only have 16 minutes on the clock.
He's in the bath.
to do that. That's okay. I know how he loves his bath. Frank, how do I make a cookie cake out of things that aren't in a kitchen? What do I add?
Play-Doh maybe? Or,
I'm such a fucking idiot.
No, but you could make an edible Play-Doh out of cornstarch and
I'm
and
such
flour.
A fucking... No. I need literal Play-Doh.
I mean,
such a fucking idiot.
I think it would still probably be in the spirit of the challenge if you do it with edible...
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Hey, man, don't talk
this
about yourself
girl
like that.
Next to me is making a cookie out of wood.
Well, that's
dying.
Probably not edible at all. You're probably
but
gonna win.
I asked you, and within 0.3 seconds, you thought of Play-Doh. I've been sitting here for nigh on 15 minutes and haven't thought of a goddamn thing.
Well, but it's a lot lower stakes for me. I'm just sitting in the sunroom. You know, you're out there with all the cameras and everything. I mean, it wouldn't be so hard on yourself.
I'm so stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Frank fell asleep in the tub again.
You mean James?
Sorry, yes. Sometimes we're so close to a couple, I get ourselves...
Okay, I gotta hang up and make Play-Doh. Thank you, Frank. I love you. Bye.
I love you, too.
Okay, I'm gonna... Does anyone have Play-Doh on hand?
Your brother-in-law is a lot smarter than you.
I know. Okay, and I will say the time is flying when you're having fun. We have 3 minutes left on the clock, Home Chefs. 3 minutes left on the clock. Let's check in with our first
competitor. Haven't even talked to Stephanie.
We did at first.
Yeah, you did at first. And I think that my wood chip cookie cake is going to be the talk of the town.
Time's up. It's time for Tonkin to taste your treats. Let's bring it over to Tonkin time. We've got Tonkin Cam on Tonkin. Tonkin, let's try.
Yeah.
Stacey, this is your... Do you have a name for your creation?
This is Woodland Delight. And I call it Woodland Delight because the cookie is made of wood. Yes, we know.
That
is made
clever.
Of wood. And it's dyed green.
That is clever.
Thank you. I'm excited to hear what you think, Tonkin.
All right. Take a quarter piece. Is that all right? Quarter piece.
Of course. You can use fork and knife, or you can just go straight with the hands. Oh, and you went straight with the hands.
Chewy.
Good.
Meeting a lot of resistance. Woody.
So not chewy, then.
Earthy. Crunchy.
So is it chewy or not? Because you said you're getting a lot of resistance.
Cake. Yep. Okay. Can I be honest with you, Stacey?
I wish you would.
That is one of... And I've tasted a lot of shit cooking in my life.
Oh, God.
That is... One of
I'm so sorry.
Best cookie cakes made out of something you wouldn't find in the kitchen.
You're lying. You're lying.
You're gonna get a Tonkin tug for that.
What?
Tonkin Hollywood. Hollywood has his handshake thing. I'm trying to do the Tonkin tug. So I'm gonna hold out my finger and you're gonna pull it.
No, Tonkin,
Shut
we don't
up.
Need anyone to get a tug.
Nobody gives a You're literally only here because you can't be fired easily.
Tonkin, no one needs
tug
a Tonkin
me.
Tug. No,
tug
it's
me.
Deeply inappropriate. No.
Why is it inappropriate? It's my finger.
You can't ask contestants to tug you.
Hollywood does it.
No, Hollywood gives a handshake. He's not asking for a handy. It's not a Hollywood handy.
That's disgusting.
You can't be asking for a Tonkin
He's a national
tug.
Treasure.
No. I'm just gonna, I appreciate it and thank you so much. I don't need the tug. Thank you.
Okay. You see? How easy was that?
Richard, did you get the Play-Doh, by the way? You had 3 minutes left. Thank you so much for asking. At the end of the day, Play-Doh was not readily available
on
the
set. What
does
he mean at the end of the day?
I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, in the past 3 minutes, I was not able to acquire
You had 33 Play-Doh. Minutes, not a whole day.
I'm saying that because, oh my God, we all were here. We all saw what a stupid
Tonkin
fucking idiot
Cam,
I am.
Tonkin Cam, time to try.
No, I don't even tell you what it is yet.
Oh, what is it?
What I have presented for you is a couple of Bic pens from some of the PAs behind the camera.
Wait.
And I kind of put that on a plate.
Whoa.
And so that is in lieu of Play-Doh. Here are some pens, though.
What?
It's not Play-Doh, but they're pens, though.
But they're pens, though? I don't... That is
That's the name of my dish. It's not Play-Doh. I can't believe it's not Play-Doh. It's pens, though.
I could think of a better pun, like, in 30 seconds. You give me 30
okay,
seconds.
Okay, well, then do it.
Okay. call this dish play don't ask, don't tell. Because you don't want to ask what's in it. Because it's pens.
God, I'm such a stupid fucking idiot.
Right? Play don't stop me, pen. These are both better than yours.
Actually, I thought that their pens, though, is most, like, sounds most similar
but
to its
pens,
Play-Doh.
Though, like, I don't know.
Just okay. Try it. Cut to the Tonkin can.
Okay. Metallic. Hurts my mouth. Hurts my throat.
Yeah.
Thick. Too thick.
It's the ink.
Too thick with ink.
You don't have to eat the whole thing, Tonkin. You just need to take a little taste.
I wanna,
you know,
wanna.
On top, they only actually take a little bit of a bite.
I was crystal clear about no more chefs other than Tonkin.
You actually just said no top chef. You didn't say no chefs
either
other
way,
than Tonkin.
Either way, you broke the rule.
That's what you fucking sound like.
Either way, you broke the rule. Oh, I'm Tonkin. Oh, I'm going to come into PBS. I'm going to take over the whole fucking shebang. I'll give you a Tonkin tug.
Dude, this is like who you
Why
are.
Why were you doing that the whole time?
Because
that
I
was
sound
so
like
much
Neanderthal.
More...
Because you're a Neanderthal.
Why are you pronouncing it like that?
Like what?
Neanderthal.
Is that not how it's pronounced?
No, it's Neanderthal.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, who's the fucking Neanderthal now?
Me.
Yeah. Anyway, James, I need the ER because of yours.
James is my brother's name. My name is Richard.
You're forgettable.
You have poison.
And this is poison.
All right. Well, thank you so much for another. Oh, wait. Tonkin, could just really quick before we put you in the ambulance, who's the winner?
It's the girl. Hers didn't make me sick. God.
Thank you. What I win. What I win.
You get to have a private tutor.
Oh, I don't want that.
Fair enough. You see, she gets to decide.
Thank you. We'll catch you guys next week. This has been PBS Presents America's Best Amateur Home Chef.
What's it called when you have internal bleeding on the outside?
External bleeding.
I have that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tonkin Be Free Boy.
Where did that name come from? What on earth? Where did you pull that from?
It doesn't matter. Let's do another review.
Okay.
This is for McCormick Culinary Green Food Coloring 16 Fluid Ounce. 1 16 Fluid Ounce Bottle Green Liquid Food Coloring. Add vivid colored cakes, cookies, icing, and more. It is specifically designed for sweet treats.
Oh, it's specifically designed for sweet treats?
Sweet treats.
Not savory.
Not savory, no. This is 5 stars from Andre. No last name.
Okay. And reading for the role of Willy Wonka is Timothée Chalamet.
And reading for the role of Willy Wonka is Timothée Chalamet. 5 stars. The title is Instant Green Lawn, Central Texas. Countless 100-degree-plus days and water rations. I use this on my lawn.
No.
Wow. Giggling over my green grass. I'm not worried about rain. Parentheses. That's the word for when water falls from the sky, right? It's been so long. And parentheses. Washing it away. Yes, the turf is still crunchy, but no one knows. Oh, for the very yellowed grass from errant canines, use the blue dye.
Throw that one more time at me, that last sentence.
Oh, for the very yellowed grass from errant canines, use the blue dye.
So for the patches of grass that the dogs pissed on, use blue dye.
Yes, to make it green.
Because the blue and yellow makes green. Plus the yellow
yes.
is going to make the grass. How are you applying it?
Andre reading for the role of Willy Wonka and Timothée Chalamet didn't specify that.
How do you imagine?
I would imagine that they...
Paintbrush?
That's really interesting. Like, I would imagine that I wonder if they're putting it in a spray bottle.
That is interesting.
Or they may just be dumping it.
That's my fear, is the dumping. Yeah.
I think a sleeper pick of my favorite part of the review is the parentheses. That's what it's called when water falls from the sky, right? It's been so long.
That's so fucking annoying.
They are dyeing the grass. And can I be honest? That wasn't the first review I saw for someone dyeing the grass.
Seriously?
With it.
Seriously?
Yes. And then a lot of people being like, just use paint.
No.
Yes. Yes.
To...
Is this... I'd be so curious, podcats, Are any of you out there using green food coloring on your lawns?
And if you are, you guys
painting the grass?
What can I do to make you stop?
And if you are, please don't do it.
Just use plants that are native to the part of the world that you live in. If you live in a part of the world that is a literal desert, maybe don't have a luscious green grass. Maybe get some cacti or turf if you're so wedded to the idea.
But I love that they're like, and no, everybody's none the wiser. The grass is just like an obscene shade of like cartoon green. Everyone's like, and no one will ever know.
It's two ants sitting on the ground.
Sorry.
Hey, Dale.
Jim, another day, another dollar.
You know, we do what we do for the queen because we love her, you know?
God, and do we ever love her? Can we talk about how she is like, oh God, how old is she now? What?
30?
She doesn't look a day over 20.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
I'd die for her.
I'd die for her too. She could lead me anywhere, tell me to do anything. I'd die for her.
Yeah. Ugh.
And that's why we do what we do.
You know, I don't want to, you know, put the cart before the horse, but I did hear that there's some kid dropped a PBJ over by the
You're lying.
By the water
Come
feature.
Off
I'm gonna
it.
Check
no
it out
way.
Later. I'm gonna check it out. I heard.
Who'd
some
you
rumors.
Hear that? Did you hear that from Bill?
Yeah, Bill the Beetle.
Bill the Beetle's always making up shit, though. Like, I feel like he often will
disagree.
Say that, and then we go, and he meets us there, and he goes, gotcha!
I don't disagree.
Remember when he said that the bag of Lays was dropped a couple weeks ago?
But he wasn't wrong. You remember the ice pop? He wasn't wrong about that. There was an ice pop.
There was an ice pop, but I think that's why people are so quick to believe him, is because he was right that one time.
But it's been,
and he's really using that as leverage.
It's been a slow day. Like, I'm not, you know, it'll take us, what, about 2-3 hours to walk over there? I'm not concerned. You know,
I mean,
if we show up and there's nothing there, there's nothing there. We walk back, you know,
nothing there. It's whatever. It's more that it's just like it's embarrassing.
Right. That you go. All
I
the
don't
want to
be at Bill's kinda beck and call, you know.
No, but, you know, he you know.
What?
Well, I just mean he's, you know, he's a beetle.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Dale.
No, you come on, Jim. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, in the kingdom of the lawn or whatever you want to call it, there's a pecking order, and we're ants. So,
oh come on, don't you always? This is what you always do.
No, I'm
you
just saying.
Lower yourself so much.
Bill says
like,
jump.
Don't be like, we're
I
ants.
Say how
we're
how high.
Ants. We're ants. We're not. We're ants. We're ants, dude. We are strong.
Absolutely.
We are sturdy.
He's many. He's about 11 times my size. He's
so
massive.
He is massive. He's a massive prick.
Don't disagree.
Right. So don't, like, I'm so sick of you always, like, making yourself small compared to him.
Buddy, we're ants.
Stop saying it like that. Hey, repeat after me. Repeat. Hey, take the stance. Take the confidence stance. Take the confidence,
okay.
The Superman pose. Get up on your hind legs. Stand up.
Ugh.
Put your tiny little arms on your body and say, I'm an ant, motherfucker.
I'm an ant, mother.
Come on.
You know I don't like.
Okay, fine. You can modify it because I know you don't like to swear. Say, I'm an ant, okay?
I'm an ant, okay?
No, come on, really mean it. I'm an ant, okay?
I'm an ant, okay?
I really want you to mean it. Come on, I'm an ant,
I'm
okay?
I'm an ant, okay? Oh, fuck.
Well, look at what we got here. Couple of, I'm an ant, okay?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, you are. Hey, boys, how's it going all the way down there? How's the weather down there?
Okay. It's same as up there.
Come on, man. It's the same. Yeah, we're all in the same garden, kingdom of the lawn, okay? So why don't you just pack it up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to come. Have you guys heard the good news? I don't know if you heard. There's a little PB&J about 3 hours away across the lawn. Yeah, but I don't see you guys over, you know, taking the munch, taking the crunch out of it. It's crunchy peanut butter, by the way. I know that's y'all's favorite.
Hey, man, Dale, if it's really crunchy, then that's, you know.
He's saying that because he knows that it's going to get us to go over there. Don't believe a word he says. Remember, I'm an ant, okay?
I'm an ant, okay?
Yeah. What's that? What's that? Sorry. He's so far down there.
Okay,
I can't
Bill.
Hear he's very
yeah,
well.
No, I mean, it's not that we're not going to go and look at it. It's just that for right now, we're okay here, actually. And
oh,
I
you're
heard,
okay right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm an ant, okay? And I heard that there's...
What's that?
I said, I'm an ant, okay? And there's a, you know, I heard actually there's a soft serve on the sidewalk over there. So maybe you should check that out.
You heard there's a soft serve on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Caterpillar.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you hear that from?
Caterpillar told me.
Oh, you think Casey Caterpillar's going to be sharing that information with you?
Why not? We're close.
That's not what she told me last night, if you know what I mean.
Madison, you guys can't do that. You're different. Do you think they really do that?
You are the most gullible guy I've ever had.
I'm just saying, I've only got eyes for the queen, man. I don't know what the other species do. I don't know.
You are so insecure. You know, I didn't hear anything about a soft serve from Casey, but I did hear about the PB&J. One, I saw with my own eyes, but the person who told me about it was none other than your queen.
There's no way you talked to the queen.
There's no way. That
you didn't talk to the queen, ass.
You didn't. There's no way she would never talk to you. What'd you just call me?
I called you a big ass. Because that's what you're being, Bill. I know you didn't talk to the queen. Nobody can talk to her. She's like a meter and a half underground. There's no way you went in there.
You called me a big ass?
The soldiers didn't let you in there. There's no fucking way. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now he's a big man using big, strong
words. I'm an ant,
words. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, so, you're an ant, okay? Then why don't you, me? When the sun hits the house on the horizon.
I cannot find him. He is literally 10 times
my
size.
Oh, if you're an ant, okay, and I'm a big ass, then why did you come and punch me in the mouth?
Maybe I will.
When the sun hits the horizon.
Maybe I'll.
I can't tell time.
Yeah. Okay. Beetle.
Great. I'll invite the queen. I'll invite your whole colony so they can see what a big guy you are.
Yeah, no, invite the queen. And while you're at it, why don't you see if you could get a,
Come on, Jim, just say anything.
if you're going to invite the queen, why don't you see if you maybe can get your caterpillar girlfriend to come, since you're always having interspecies relations with each other. I'm an ant, okay?
Cut to a meter underground.
By royal decree, I present unto the queen a royal invitation. There will be a battle between Jim the Ant and Bill the Beetle when the sun hits the horizon this evening.
What's this, little one? You dare bother the queen?
No, your highness, your majesty, I am only here to tell you that there is a big jousting, battle, brawl, cage fight, whatever it may be this evening. And Bill has invited you specifically, your majesty.
Bill, the beetle?
The very same.
That guy is a prick.
Well, we all know this to be so, your majesty, but even so, Jim the Ant has challenged him to a fight.
Who?
Jim, one of your many loyal soldiers.
I've never heard that name.
Well, he loves you a great deal, your majesty, and it would be an honor to him if you could watch him fight and very well die.
Well, I haven't left my underground palace in a few years. Could be good to get out. Plus, I would love to see that Bill get his box punched in, if you know. You know what I mean? Get his card punched. I don't know what I meant by the... You won't tell people that, will you?
No. course, not your majesty. Your secret safe.
I guess what I meant was, you know, the thing I said next, the card punched, not his box punched him. That doesn't make sense, first of all, and it didn't feel good either. So I would like to take that. Stenographer.
Yes.
Could you strike that? It's so embarrassing.
It is stricken, your majesty.
Strike the whole conversation, just in case. Burn it or
so
whatever.
So the history books will not remember the battle between Jim and Bill?
Well, no, they can just summarize. Just leave out any of the specific stuff I said.
About you saying Bill should get his
box punched. Okay.
So it is stricken, your majesty. So, shall they be expecting your presence at the Brawl of the Century this evening?
Where is it?
It's by where the Otter Pop rapper was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
Not too far.
What time?
Maybe about 5 hours journey.
Okay, what time?
When the sun hits the house on the left side of the street on the horizon. If we leave now, we could make it.
Let's do it.
Cut to... like everyone, all of the critters of the Kingdom of the Lawn are there.
I'm an ant.
Knock, knock.
Okay. Hey, man. I'm not sure I can do this.
Well, you're going to have to because every subject from the Kingdom of the Lawn is here to watch you get your ass kicked.
There's no way. Come on. No. Just see me fight Bill the Beetle. Why
the
would...
Queen is here.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. Oh. No. She came all this way.
Okay.
So
okay. Do I look okay?
I mean, you look scared shitless, but that seems pretty natural for a moment like this.
Okay.
Hey, if you don't make it out of there alive, which no one thinks you will, I just want to let you know you've been such a great friend to me these past few years, and I love you.
Wow, I love you too.
And you're an ant, okay? Don't forget.
Yeah, I'm an ant. Okay?
You can lift, like, many, many times your body size, so...
Is that true?
Don't forget that. Yes!
I've never tried.
Well, how would you know that you couldn't lift a beetle however many times your size if you never tried?
That's a good point. Hey, thanks, man.
Good luck.
Just want to say, like, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't stick out their neck for me before. And you did.
Yeah.
And that means, like, a lot. So.
I don't remember doing that. I think I was telling you to not fight him, and...
That's not what happened at all. You goaded me into it. If I die today, it's on your hands.
No, you can't put that on me.
I'm not putting it on you.
You were the one
you.
Who
you
called him
on
a big ass.
Yes.
You said, you're a big ass, which I did
and
not
you
tell
said,
you.
And you said, you gotta fight him, so...
Nope. Don't put that on me. This, if you die, it's by your own doing.
Okay, whatever, man.
I love you.
Love
Good
you
luck.
Too.
Welcome, all loyal subjects of the Kingdom of the Lawn. Everyone, please bow and pay your respects to the Queen.
Oh, settle down. I don't need all this hullabaloo. I'm just here to see a good spar.
The queen. Now, may I present the challengers from the kingdom of, rather, the queendom of the ants.
Thank you.
Jim!
Thank you.
And from the land of the beetles, Bill!
Oh, hey, your majesty, so nice to see you. Thank you for coming out. You're looking gorgeous this evening.
I don't really know him. I just want, can you put that in the record? I really don't know this guy.
Yeah, you don't know him, and you want him to get his, that's the one you want his box to get punched.
Hey, we spoke about that, all right? Come on.
I'm just double checking that that's the very same.
Quick reminder, I could get another stenographer pretty quickly. I have
You got it, Your Majesty.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Now! If the challengers would shake hands before the fighting commences.
Well, you didn't announce the other one.
I said Jim the Ant.
Well, you didn't get a whole thing like the other guy did.
He did. I said Jim from the land of the queendom of the ants. It's Jim.
I just feel like this whole thing's rigged. I don't know. I feel bad for the little guy.
I'll redo it. Okay, we've got Bill, and then we've got from the queendom of the ants.
Oh, here we go.
Jim!
Okay, here we go.
Jim, pay your respects to your queen.
Hello, Your Majesty. You know, a friend of mine once said, you could do anything, because you're an ant, motherfucker. And...
Everyone gasps.
I just want to say, whether I live or die today, it's all for you.
Who, me?
A big laugh.
Thank you, Jim.
Kills everybody.
Thank you, Jim. I hope you live. But if you don't, I'll make sure, and stenographer, take note, I'll make sure you get a state funeral.
State funeral for the little guy. Got it.
Okay. So we're gonna be doing sort of classic house rules for this fight. No weird stuff, no below the belt, okay. I think we're all
Queensberry rules!
Yes, I think we've all seen enough, you know, recently. I'm looking at you, Lenny. Lenny the grasshopper. You're quite weird when you get in there. So.
But you
have a penchant for punching folks in the dick, and I think that's rude. But yeah, so I think we all
You got it, Your Majesty. No weird stuff.
We're doing three rounds or to the death, whichever happens first. So
I have a feeling I know where that'll be.
Okay, so on your marks, get steady. Fight.
Bill he turns around, he stands up, he just leans back and falls on top of Jim with his shell.
Oh. Oh my. That was quite
Oh shit. Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim.
You see
on the sideline. Get him. Get him, Jim.
He suddenly
Well, we may have to call it the death of Jim. Hang on.
Hang on. Let's give the little guy a chance.
Oh gosh, this was one of the shortest fights I ever did.
All of a sudden you see Bill's body Whoa. Start to shake.
Whoa, what the fuck? What the hell's going on? Oh god! Oh no!
Jim the ant bursts out of his chest. It's burrowed through him.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you are an ass. What now, huh? Who's next, motherfuckers?
My, he's got quite the fight in him.
Should we do our last segment?
I suppose.
Shook me all week long.
All week long.
Yeah, shook me all week long.
Oh my god. That and Horse Cotillion are in the same world.
Yes.
They exist in the same
universe.
They're
happening just a few meters from each other.
Yeah. Alf, what's been shaking your big ass?
Beg your pardon? I'm begging your pardon?
I'm begging your pardon.
I'm begging for it. I'm begging for your pardon.
Elizabeth and I went to a place called Brooklyn Charm in Ventura. They have one in Ventura, one in Brooklyn, if you can believe it.
New York?
And yeah, saw it on TikTok. It's a really cutie little place where you can make your own charm bracelets, necklaces, jewelry, whatever. They have like thousands of charms.
That's good for you.
And I took her there for her birthday. It's a belated birthday present. Her birthday's in December and it's March.
Quite belated.
But we had a blast. We made charm necklaces, and it took us like an hour just to look through all the charms. But it was so much fun. We had a blast, and it's going to be my new personality, this necklace. I love it a lot. We're just girls.
I think it's really good. I think you really needed that.
A new personality?
Well, no, just, you know, that specifically. Ask me why.
Why?
Because you're charmless.
Got it. Well, now I'm not, and
boom,
I love it.
Boom,
so.
Boom! Punched her box.
What's been shaking you? This is a quick one for me.
Yeah, and I love when it's that. For me, what has been shaking me is so crazy. I don't even know if I can talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Because it's so real and I'm not trying to think about it.
Literally anything, babe.
I know, babes. Oh, you know what it is? A few weeks ago, we had the hilarious Matt Apodaca on the show.
Uh-huh.
Host of Get Played.
Uh-huh.
Go listen to it. It's a great podcast.
Uh-huh.
And
did you get Zelda?
We had a conversation about my Nintendo Switch. And
for
I...
a little Nintendo bitch.
All right. Strike that. No, no. And I was like, I was like humming and haring. Humming and haring? What the fuck? Well, he was humming and haring about whether or not I get it.
Hemming and hawing.
I was hemming and
hawing. Humming and haring.
Who's humming and haring? You're a humming
Harry.
Harry. You're a hummingbird Harry. And... fucking Christ. And I was like, should I do Breath of the Wild or should I do Tears of the Kingdom? And which should I do first?
You just spat.
I just spat. Evolved. It was like Poseidon calling forth a wave from my mouth. That was vile.
You are humming and hawing.
You're
a hummingbird Harry.
He's going to be set, rise and shout. And I was humming and hawing, and I ultimately did decide to get Breath of the Wild. I was
yes,
like,
I think that's the right choice.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm patient. I've never played a Zelda before in my life.
I hadn't either until Breath of the Wild.
And I'm loving it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I haven't looked up anything. I Googled anything. I was like, I'm just going to experience it.
Good.
And I'm confused. Yes, quite a lot of the time.
You're drooling again.
I'm drooling. What do you think is happening? Do you think I'm like having a reaction? Is that what it is?
I can't breathe.
I'm just so much liquid from my mouth.
As you're saying, I'm very confused.
I'm sorry, I can barely get a word out without drool. It's like, you know when you go to the dentist and they like numb your mouth? That's how I feel right now. It's like, oh, oh, oh. What on earth? What on earth?
Remember last week when you tried to drink water and
I just poured it on my fucking body. Like, I think, you know what I think that was? I think I was looking at the Zoom and I was trying to like gauge if
objects
it was...
in the mirror are closer than they
right.
appear.
And it's like, just use your fucking mouth. Like, why are you using your eyes to drink water?
Well, I'm glad you're loving
Breath
of the
Wild. But
I love
Zelda.
It's a very beautiful game.
it's a lot
an
of fun.
Awesome game. Yeah.
And if you guys have, like, can I ask one question about it?
Okay.
The weapons.
Yeah.
They're always falling apart.
Yes.
It's like, is there a way to get around that?
Babes, you're going to have to keep playing.
Okay. But there is a way to get around that.
I think it's like a specific kind of one. Like, they wear and tear.
But can I repair them?
No, you get new ones.
Because I get so tired. I'm like, oh, like this is a good sword. Three Bobokins later. What are they called?
You're my little Bobokin.
What are they called? Bob Goblins?
Bokoblin.
Bokoblin.
You can find Alfred and his drool on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing
Alfred.
Make sure
it.
To go give me a follow, guys, because there's a lot of drool-based content coming.
A lot of mukbangs.
There's
coming.
A lot of what? It's a new thing I'm trying. It's an invisible mukbang. So it's just going to be me drooling and eating food that's not there. Just soaking wet mouth over a bowl of invisible shrimp.
Green eggs and ham. You can follow Alf on Instagram at Alfred Anna, the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview, and HeadGum Discord ReviewReview, and patreon.com/RileyandJeff for Jeffrey James and Riley Antspot Zardes.
Jeffrey James. And you can follow Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspor, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
we're never not saying it.
I'm an ant. Okay. We'll see
you guys next week.
I'm an ant, okay.
Bye. I'm an ant, okay. Bye.
Come on in here. Come on in here. Alf and Riley read reviews. What will you hear? What will you hear? Reviews for psychics and gazoos. Alfie is a kitchen man and Riley is a baby girl. They chat so much shit, it'll set your head a whirl. Somehow you'll listen every week. How bleak, come on along, come on along. Why don't you join the Patreon? Cause they need cash, they need it fast. So tell your dad and tell your mom. And if you wanna hear some skilled accent work, well, that's too bad. Come on in here, come on in here. Alf and Riley read reviews.
That was a HeadGum Original.